Hey, we've got Tony Gollan with us as well. Tony, thanks very much for coming on the program. We do appreciate it. Exciting time of the year for Queensland Racing. You get a little bit pumped up for the Winter Carnival?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, all the southerners are up here, and we try and repel them as much as we can. But it's a great time of the year. You know, where else would you rather be in winter than up here in Queensland? And good racing, good weather, and hopefully a lot of good times.
Even better, good horses too. And you've got a number of those. Outback Barbie is the one that's running around in the Kingsford Smith Cup tomorrow. Also in the market at a $15 chance for the Stradbroke as well. Give us an update on Outback Barbie.
She was luckless in the 10,000 a fortnight ago. So she's probably a filly that you'd think screaming out to get here at Eagle Farm. Big, nice track. Drawn a terrible barrier, 16, tomorrow. So hopefully she can just get in the second half of the field.
So you go back?
Yeah, she will. I don't know how far back. I wouldn't like to be right back.
Yeah.
I'd rather be just off midfield and then get her to the outside and give her plenty of room.
With the horses now that come up here, I mean, obviously it's getting tougher each year, but it also must give you confidence that you can now race these horses that are from the southern states, and like you have done, you've come to Sydney and you've knocked up winning races. So the gap is closing, isn't it? It's not this, you know, oh, the southern horses are superior, because the Queensland horse is now just as good.
Oh, look, if you've got a carnival horse, it's good enough to go to any carnival, really. So,
yeah.
You know, this filly in particular, she's raced very well in Sydney, and she'll certainly hold her own through this carnival here. She goes to a bit of a different, you know, spectre, I guess, going to wait for age racing, but put the riding on the wall the other day. And very open, Kingsford Smith, isn't it? You know, $6.50, I think, the favourite tomorrow, which is, you know, unusual. 18 runners in a wait for age race. It's a really exciting race, and you know, glad to have one in it, and I think I've got a terrific chance.
You've got a couple of guys who are familiar names for footy fans down south, the former Rabbitohs, Jeremy Sloss and Andrew Duneman, who work in the industry. Andrew's working very closely with you, is that right? What's he do for Tony Gollan?
He syndicates some yearlings I get to train, which is fantastic, does a great job there. And he also, with another guy, Stephen Locke, they manage all our social media stuff. So
yeah, right.
Anything you see on our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, it all goes through them guys. So a weekly podcast and all sorts of stuff. So he's got me into the technology world and getting my views out there to everyone else. So he's been instrumental really in the growing of our stable in that part of it.
Fantastic. 8 runners tomorrow here at Eagle Farm. Just before we get your best, Jeff Lloyd is riding, what's he, five of those runners for you tomorrow. He's a marvel. That guy, it's just incredible what he's been able to do from a health point of view, and then not only come back to racing but be consistently good.
Oh, he's very good, and you know, I must admit, you go to the races with great confidence when he's on your horses. He does his form as good, if not better, than anyone.
Yeah, right.
He really knows what he's going to do before he gets out there, and he executes you know, his plans to perfection. He really is a professional jockey. You know,
yep.
He comes to that South African school, yep, and they really school him up well. And you know, he's a great. Great jockey for us up here in Queensland. I know he's in the twilight. He's been retiring, I think, for the last 10 months. He's still here, but he's a brilliant rider. He can ride 54 strong. He gets there fit, and you know, I'm a lot more relaxed training going to the races when Jeff Lloyd's on my horses.
Yeah. What did he say after that last run of Outback Barbie?
He certainly hadn't lost his nerve anyway to try and take the run. But oh, look, there was 3 horses, 1 run, and Bostonian got it, and the other 2 didn't.
With clear air, he gets off. And I know that when jockeys come back, heat of the moment, you know, oh, I would have won. But did he genuinely think, look, I would have been top 3 if I got the clear air?
We thought top 3. It was hard to say that we would have won. We probably always felt, even watching the replay, Bostonian was probably travelling a bit stronger.
Yeah.
He's probably entitled to. He's outside and we're sort of underneath, you know. So, but we thought we would have run top 3.
Yeah, okay.
Had we got room, and that's without being too over the top, saying we would have won and whatnot.
What about this horse in the last? This is a cracking race. Away from, obviously, the Group 1, this Fred Best Classic. I mean, we get to see Military Zone, who we lost a stack on last time out. Fair income. Where was that?
If you're going to go through every horse that you've lost the stack on, we'll be here all day.
Zaturi, this will be hard to beat, but you've got Vega 1. Has drifted in the market, but we don't worry about that?
I'm not too worried about it. No, he's got a few little barrier quirks that we're trying to iron out with him. He rests his back leg on the ledge of the gates.
Really?
It's done
every time.
Every time. His near side back leg, he gets in there and he pops it on the ledge and just stands there with it resting and 3 legs on the ground. So they got to get that off and get him ready, so he fidgets around a lot. It's quite bizarre, but if he can step away cleanly, I know he's drawn a bit awkward as well, like most of mine are tomorrow. He could be midfield. He's quite a versatile horse. He's a horse with high talent.
Yep.
Saw that the other day at Doom, and He won really well, and his last furlong was outstanding, sitting on the back of what was a good speed. He's a really nice horse, very open race. I mean, all these three-year-olds are trying to get that freeway through to the Stradbroke in a fortnight, and he's no different, my bloke, but he's got good ability, and he certainly deserves his spot.
Now, Hot Dog, got to ask you, Zeus style, best horse you've trained?
Hang on, whoa, go back.
Hot Dog? Oh. That's his nickname.
Well, come on, you've got to explain that one
there. It's not my nickname. It's a guy in Melbourne calls me Hot Dogs and happens to be mates with this clown.
Hot Dogs. Hot Dogs.
It's where we get Hot Dogs
hot
from.
Hot Dogs Golan.
I think you put as much imagination into that as you just want.
Now,
Hot Dog.
Zoo style, best horse you've ever trained?
Oh, you don't. Potential's that scary word, isn't it, to use? But look, at this point in time, he's probably doing things as a three-year-old that my best horses hadn't done.
Yep.
So he's quite a immature horse too, so there's a lot more to come from him, but he's a very talented horse.
And you pulled the pin on the Stradbroke, which obviously would have thrown him in the deep end, but now you go to that set weights race.
Yeah.
Beyond the carnival, I want to know, like, beyond the carnival, where do you see, I mean, could he be up to it like an Everest?
Oh.
If he was offered the opportunity?
That's the beauty of that race, isn't it? We're talking about it now, and the Stradbroke's not on for 2 weeks. We're talking about the Everest in 5 months. But that's the talking point it is. Oh, look, if you got a top sprinter, you'd love to get them there. And I know this horse will be better in the spring than what he is now, because he'll continue to improve throughout the next racing season. If someone was interested in him and if he can make a good statement here on Stradbroke Day, I'd certainly take up a slot, that's for sure.
Just on the Stradbroke, Vega One you mentioned there and needs to have that win tomorrow. I'm a Ripper is another runner of yours there at $51. Give us an assessment there. Outback Barbie at $15 in that market as well.
Ripper was good carrying 59 against the Group 3 horses at the handicaps last week. He wasn't up to him at the weight for age level.
Right.
He was found wanting in grade. So I think his chance is probably at handicap level, but he's just a tough, hardened old sprinter. And If he looks like he'll make the Stradbroke field, we'll give him his opportunity because he's just carrying too much weight in the lower level races.
Okay. 8 runners tomorrow. Give us one for the listeners, the best.
I think outside of the couple that we spoke of, I've got a pretty good team of that each way value horses in all day. But I really like F Troop in the first. I know Noble Boy's going to be hard to beat off the good gate, but he's a fast horse, this horse, and he came back off a 7-month break and won well at Doom. And you'll see us let him roll a bit more tomorrow again. And he'll be out there to run fast over all time, and he's going to take a fair bit of catching.
Okay.
All right, Noble Boy, $1.70 with J-Mac, and F-Troop, Jeff Lloyd on board, $5 chance. Definitely in the market. Good on you, Tame. Thanks for coming in to join us, and good luck for the rest of the carnival,
as well as, of course,
the Kingsford Smith tomorrow.
It'll stick.
Stop it.
It'll stick.
Yeah, Hot Dog signing off.
You won't have any
Hot Dog signing off.
Well, hang on. Mate, we can't do anything for you, Tame, when you start referring to yourself as Hot Dogs.
Well, this is him. This is what he does.
You're blaming him?
Yeah, I'm blaming him.
Fair enough. Sure. Everyone else does. Thanks, Tame, and good luck.